A large soil cleanup project at a former Cold War mountaintop radio site near Petersburg is underway this summer. A contractor for the U.S. Air Force is removing soil contaminated by fuel and building debris left at the site after its decommissioning almost three decades ago. KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
The site was a manned Air Force communications station, one of 18 in Alaska built during the 1950s. It was part of an early warning system called White Alice, used to relay radio communications from Clear Air Force Base in Alaska to Colorado Springs 50 years ago. It's on Kuprinoff Island, just south of Omer Slough on Duncan Canal, about 8 miles west of Petersburg. The Duncan Canal station began relaying radio signals in 1960. It was deactivated in 1976, and the buildings were removed in 1986. The Air Force already had over 100 dumped fuel barrels removed from that area in 2000. Other fuel drums, demolished buildings, trash, and chemical contaminants remain. A contractor working for the Air Force documented PCBs, fuel, chemicals, and heavy metals in the soil and groundwater there. Lori Roy is project manager with the Air Force and says the contaminated soil was more than expected.
We went out and characterized what we thought was pretty good, but of course, we usually see that it's more than anticipated. So we want to ensure that we are cleaning up and getting everything. So we are doing all kinds of excavation and confirmation sampling to make sure that we come away clean and we've done our good job out there.
The main contractor on that job is a company called Bate. They're working on land that's part of the Tongass National Forest and managed by the U.S. Forest Service. The mountaintop site is currently used by AT&T Alascom for a commercial communications facility. It's a relatively remote area and just off the Tonka Road system, and there are a few recreational cabins nearby. Roy says the contractor is not using the Tonka Log Transfer Facility to transport the contaminated soil because of ongoing logging operations in the area. Instead, the contractor is landing a barge closer to the site in Duncan Canal.
We brought all our stuff in through Tonka, and now we're using the alternate area to take the super sacks of soil out. So if people are boating along the shoreline, they'll see tons of super sacks over there in the Duncan Canal area, and we are coming in and out of that side of the island.
Those super sacks are large polypro bags for the contaminated dirt. Roy estimates they'll be filling about 1,000 super sacks with about 785 cubic yards of soil. That will be shipped to a landfill in Arlington, Oregon. Cleanup involves three separate areas, a dump site, a fuel storage area, and a site with debris from the demolition of the buildings. Roy says after the excavation, those sites will be refilled with clean soil.
It will not have the current vegetation on it, but there will be no gaping holes. All the excavations will be filled and tilled, so it'll all be smooth.
Roy says the contractor had not anticipated the daily record rainfall that's hit the area several days this summer, and that's created some problems for excavation. She did not have a dollar amount for the project. The final cost won't be known until that work is complete. However, an environmental decision document on that work estimated the overall price tag would be around $3.5 million once the three sites are all cleaned up, filled with new soil, and tested. The cleanup is about halfway done, and Roy is hoping the project will be finished by the end of September. Soil sampling at the site will continue for a few years after. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.